Blog Talk Radio.
Even worse scenario, and they got a superstar who basically
coming back from some kind of knee injury. Did Melo have knee injury or heel injury? Or I can't remember what happened to him. We know he played in the All-Star game. He made it a point to make that, but then after that, pretty much closed out the season, right?
Yep.
Not very popular choice by the one superstar yeah. that you do have. But, of course, LaMarcus Aldridge, the rumor mill is running rampant with him. You know, San Antonio, L.A., nobody knows for sure. I'm guessing San Antonio. What do you think?
He is not going to L.A. I'll tell you, he's going to any one of the Texas teams, either San Antonio, Dallas, or even Houston. Any one of those three, those are the top choices.
You know, if he goes to Houston, what's the use of having Dwight Howard?
For defense. He's no good on offense, so just use him there for defense.
Play them two at the same time? Would you do that?
Yeah.
I would. I mean, sure, without question, I would. In fact, I'd make Dwight Howard play more or less of a power forward than a true center. Aldridge is a center, right? Or is he like a big power forward himself? I can't remember his title.
Yeah, he could do. He could do both. He's mobile enough to be a power forward.
Yeah, I'd have them both out there. Both possible five. One great with defense that can give you some offense. Not really good from the free throw line. The other one, he just can do everything. And I think he's underrated as a big man. I think most people look at
yep.
Cousins, you know, and the Lakers seem to be trying to steal everybody, right? They're trying to get this guy. They're trying to go ahead and get Cousins. They're on the market. They're on the ones and twos trying to get this thing made. And I don't know.
Well,
Cousins.
Right now, Cousins isn't going nowhere. Going by what the owner and President Vlade Divac said, Cousins is not going nowhere, and it's a possibility they could say to hell with George Carr and fire him.
You know, which one do you choose out of the two? Do you take Cousins or do you get rid of Carl? I keep Carl. That's just me personally. He has the resume to back up what he's doing. Coach of the Year, he got fired while he was Coach of the Year. Last time he was in the league, the guy, you know, has gotten to the finals with the Seattle Supersonics, correct? And he's gotten Denver to the conference championship. He's played with Melo. He's had Peyton. I mean, his resume just, to me, is greater than that of what I would see from Cousins. Mm-hmm. Cousins, you know, great talent, young talent, but, you know, mental issues. But
yeah.
As we say, on a professional level, it is always about the players. Forget the coaches, it's the players' league on a professional level of every sport, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, it's all about the professional athlete. If he's the superstar, they'll take that over the coach, unless the coach is a legend. In every case, we know you look at the managers, well, Francona, right? He's a legend. Who else? That guy, Billy Bean. I don't know, but he's a GM, so I don't know if you consider him to be a legend. But who's that guy for? Buck Showalter, that's baseball. You go to the NFL, Belichick, of course. Can't believe I can't think of the other big-time coach, Sean Payton, possibly, you know what I mean? Now Chip Kelly. You keep those coaches have more say than players, but primarily, and just like the NBA, you know, if it's not Phil Jackson, if it's not Doc Rivers or somebody of that stature, they're not going to really take it. And I'm surprised, really, with Carl's stature, that they would take Cousins, because I would, you know, his mentally, he does not have it to be, you know, where he could be greater or he can elevate that franchise. But I don't know, what say you?
I would say, well, right now they drafted the Kentucky center, Willie Stein. So I would say right now, just settle in for the season, because the team, they still need a shooter on the team, because they have Willie there, so he's good for defense. So you don't have to have LaMarcus, you know, doing the double duty offensively and being like the lead shot blocker on the team as well. You got Willie there who can back that up. Now the other thing they need a shooter on their team. They don't have that. They have a bunch of slashers at the guard position. So if they could find a shooter somewhere, I think this situation can work out, and they want to run a more of an up-tempo offense. That's pretty much how George Karl has always, you know, coached his teams. You know, Seattle was an up-tempo team. The Bucks were, you know, in between half and half. They were half-court and up-tempo because of the personnel they had, so they were very versatile at that. So I think this season they just need to find a shooter. I don't know what position they have in the second round, but in the second round, if they could find someone that's somewhat of a decent shooter, I think this can, it can work out.
Yeah, I heard on the wire, too, they're trying to also make passes for Rondo. And, you know, that whole thing that broke down in Dallas, they basically can get him for bargain basement prices. So we'll see.
Don't do it.
And yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard with Rondo because I believe, in my opinion, when he's healthy and when he's at the top of his game, he's top 5 point guard, in my opinion. Second to Chris Paul as being a pure point guard, right? You know, or dishing the ball off. But he hasn't looked like himself since he left Boston and went to Dallas after the first, what, 3 games? He hasn't looked nowhere near like himself. He was unhappy, and he has attitude issues. So that's going to not bode well for him. But, you know, you bring him on, and like you say, you get a shooter in the second round. Sacramento has a chance. Knicks and, of course, the Lakers are basically chicken hawking to look for something. Aldridge is going to make his move somewhere, somehow. So we're going to pay attention, actually, what's
the
going
Knicks
on with that.
The Knicks was hilarious. I always enjoy looking at the Knicks fans after the draft. This one was better than it was a few years ago. If you had a Knicks fan, a kid in the crowd that was crying.
you know,
he was crying in disappointment.
I mean, but it is what it is, you know. And, of course, you know, Phil Jackson's making his comments about the league and how things are. You know, I kind of necessarily somewhat agree with him. But, you know, what can you say? The game is what it is today. They did have top 5 picks of who they would draft as far as players, of all-time players. If you had to draft today, who would be your top 5 players in the NBA, who you would pick? And it's not from the players from before. We're talking about today's players. And, of course, you know, right now, mostly everybody picked LeBron James. And then from then on, you can go Steph Curry, Harden. You know, you can even go big man if you want to go big man, which there isn't really one. So we'll get into that. I mean, we're about to go ahead and fill out already. Quick 15 minutes, fill in. We'll have a full show coming in on Sunday at 7 o'clock. So we're just going to ask you to keep your eyes peeled. We'll go ahead and keep a close eye to the draft. We'll have many of the topics that we were going to discuss today on Sunday. But with that said, we're going to leave you with beautiful music, Blue Peace. We'll do it again. And to the rest of y'all, Marlon, Sports Lounge.
I'm feeling it. Feel the heart that you get from the light. If you feel it.